Next up, should the police be arresting street beggars? The Belfast PSNI tweeted yesterday that so far there has been two arrests for begging and both males are currently in custody, they said. Just 1 week to Christmas, is this a heavy-handed approach to people who are already struggling? Or do you find street begging intimidating and something that should be tackled? Now, obviously, we're not going to talk in any way about the individuals who have been arrested. But do you think that that's the that the police should be diverting resources into arresting beggars? Journalist Andrea McVeigh with us this morning. Morning to you, Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Peter Linus from the Evangelical Alliance. What do you think, Peter? Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Well, it's a great story to be thinking about it this the Christmas season, the season we think of No Room in the Inn when Mary and Joseph were turned away and had nowhere to give birth to Jesus, and Black Santa out on our streets at St. Anne's, sitting in many ways in solidarity with those in need, sitting out on the streets during this very cold period. And so it does raise this question around those who are in need in this season. And I think, as you said, we don't know the specifics on this. In general, our welfare system does a reasonable job. It's not perfect. And then there's some great agencies that fill in some of those gaps. But there are always some people who fall through the system, maybe a delay in getting their claim. Maybe they've been sanctioned. Maybe they've just come out of prison. Or maybe they have a particularly complex case in terms of their own learning difficulties or situation. And so they find themselves falling through, if you like, the safety net that is there. And so there will inevitably be some people on the street. And certainly for me personally, when I see somebody begging, it's a real stark reminder about what's our social responsibility in this moment and how do we engage well with them.
Andrea?
Yeah, I mean, obviously nobody wants to come across as like the Grinch at Christmas, but what you said, should you be arresting beggars? And that's obviously a very emotive issue, but are some of them beggars or are some of them criminals? And, you know, everybody's worried about, I'm particularly worried about being scammed. If I give money to this beggar, are they professional beggars? You read about it. Obviously, some people aren't in dire need. And it's hard to differentiate who's the person who's in real need and who is the professional beggar. Now, some charities have a policy. They say give to the box, not to the beggars. And that means giving to charity and maybe helping out and donating or helping with a free food bank or something like that.
But let's take the example, Andrea, of someone who, through no fault of their own, has become homeless. And who knows? They've lost their job. They've been kicked out of the house. Mm. They've got, you know, let's think of all the different hypothetical possibilities that there could be. And obviously, we're talking in generalities here. We're not talking about anyone specific. You know, let's take someone that's possibly in a home where they're being sexually abused, where they're the victim of domestic violence and they cannot be there anymore. And they're out on the street and therefore they have no money. The police go in and arrest them, do they?
Well, I think that's up to the police to use their judgment, and I think obviously that's what they have. That's what they do.
Well, we don't. Let's not talk about these specific questions.
That's what they do in cases, because obviously there are a lot of beggars on the street, and not all of them are arrested. So we know that as a generalisation. So I would say that the policy for the police is to use their judgment. Some people may be aggressively and being intimidating, begging on the street, and these are the so-called sort of professional beggars. So I think it would be better, it would be beneficial if they were taken off the street, so therefore that we can see the real people in need. As you say, people who suffer from illnesses such as alcoholism or drug addiction, ex-military, ex-prisoners, people who are being abused in their own home and need an escape, those are the people we should be helping. But it does concern me that there seems to be professional beggars there who maybe aren't in need at all, never mind not in need as much as other people. And, you know, also you see in the streets, I mean, some beggars are aggressive and you can't give to everybody and you can't even make that connection with everybody. So that's where obviously charities come in, churches come in. But I think the policy should be if the person is causing a public disturbance and is being intimidating or aggressive, then yes, there's a justification there for arresting that person.
Peter?
Yeah, Stephen, it's funny. I spoke to one of our partners this morning who's really engaged in this on a day and daily basis. I said, look, what advice should I be giving or thinking for myself? But a couple of things. One is, absolutely, I think, as Andrew was saying, some structured giving to charities that are engaged in this. There's Food Bank and there's Christians Against Poverty. There's Shelter and Simon Community. One thing he told me I wasn't aware of, just been released, the Simon Community have a fantastic app It's called Support in My Own Neighbourhood, or Simon, you know, for Simon Community. And I've just downloaded it onto my phone this morning. On that, when I click where I'm standing right now, I can see the closest shelters, the closest food banks, the closest, I think it's medical help and transport hubs. So if I meet somebody on the street and I have that app, I click the button and I can say, do you know, mate, there's a food bank down the road there, and I can tell them exactly where it is and what the hours are it's open. I can also send a message to the Simon Community if I think the person's in quite significant distress and really needs somebody to come. So that's a really practical thing. People can download it onto their phone, always have it with them, and therefore engage with somebody and say, you don't even have to approach them if you don't feel it's safe to do that, but you think somebody's in need. You can send the message to the guys, or you can say, hey, I know there's a service right around the corner that's open. And that's one way of engaging. And the other is to buy them, you know, a coffee, or ask them, look, is it food, or is it a drink you're after, or something? Can I get you something, rather than giving money if you're concerned that will be misused? And the final is that sometimes you've just got to take a risk and be generous. I don't know what they're always going to do with the money I give them, and I might not always agree with it, but you know what? I have to take a chance and be charitable. But I try and engage, and this app, I think, is a brilliant way to potentially be a lot more useful, and to say that there are agencies like Food Bank who are doing a really structured job around this, who want to move people on the journey, or the shelter and Simon Community. And so it's not just me on my own.
Okay.
I refer them on.
Here's Alex in Lisburn. Morning, Alex.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
No, I've just noticed in Lisburn two or three people, and they're begging, and they don't appear. I mean, I haven't seen them. They don't appear. They're not locals. I think they would be foreign nationals, probably. You know, when I met them, I was in town a couple of days ago, and they were sitting at various occasions around the town. And then an hour later, I met them all walking together back. I don't know where they're heading off to. I think it's against the law, and I think the law should be enforced. If the police come across somebody who's begging and they're in genuine need, then the police should get them on the social services. The police have a duty of care.
Well, I've heard the chief constable of the PSNI, you know, talk about cutbacks and the pressures that will be putting the service under. It's interesting that, you know, the cutbacks haven't affected the resources of the police to the extent that they can go out and...
But I don't think that's necessarily fair, Stephen, because, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, you wouldn't have seen begging on Lisburn streets. And, you know, when the recession first hit, you wouldn't have seen it. It's only this last year, in fact, it's only this last 6 months that I've noticed it, and there's been no police about. And that's why there's been begging. You don't get policemen and beggars on the same street. The beggars normally move on.
So, Andrew, has there been an increase in beggars because, you know, times have changed
and
things are getting harder? Or is there an element of professional begging now, which means it's lucrative? Which is it?
It's hard to say. I didn't deal with these people. But certainly my instinct would be that they're professional beggars, that as opposed to people in genuine need. I can't speak. I mean, there's one young man sitting on the pavement, looked to be in his 20s, beside a cafe, and there's a sign in the cafe door, staff wanted. Now, I don't ask you, has that... Maybe that guy has been around everywhere in Lister trying to get a job, but that's not the impression I got.
Andrea?
You know, I definitely think there are professional beggars. Or when I was young, even in Belfast, never mind Lisburn, there wasn't beggars, or there were maybe older men and they were alcoholics, and you would have called them tramps rather than homeless people, because that was the lingo of the time. And now it does seem to be that there are... It is more organised, and they are professional beggars. But I'd go back, I agree with the point that gentleman made, that if they are arrested, then that means there's a formalisation to it. They get into the system. The police are there to help them. They can arrange a social worker. They can get them care. Once they're part of a formal system like that, then they can get help. So maybe being arrested isn't the worst thing that could happen to them. It's their gateway into getting the support that they need.
Peter?
The people who are genuinely in need can then get help.
I think sadly, I mean, the majority of those out on the streets are under 26. Shelter have confirmed this. 75% come from the care home background. They often will have some sort of record, and system, to use that language, isn't always the best place to help them. I mean, it should be, and we like to hope it is. So I think, again, I would say, if you've got concerns, why don't you think about the app or buying them, you know, either, you know, a drink or some food. And that way, if you've got concerns about a gang, there are a small number potentially of gangs operating, but again, speaking to those who work on the ground, they say that's not the dominant thing. In a quick conversation, you know, use your discernment. You can probably quickly work out whether somebody's genuine or not. And then, as I say, this is the season for generosity and hospitality. We have had people who've, lady in Corrine, where I come from, who lost a leg due to hypothermia a couple of years ago, sleeping out on the streets. And so we do need to be aware of that too.
All right.
And take the risk sometimes and give people something.
We're going to leave it there. Alex, Andrea, Peter, thank you very much. Morning to you.